Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of the Crick Picks podcast on Combox TV, where the game lives on. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. And with me are my good mates, Rob Barron, who you can find at Moso Judge on Twitter, and Jared Kimber, who you can find literally everywhere. And if you are new to Crick Picks, what we do on this show is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top five each for that category in a snake-style draft competition, which basically means that the pick order goes 1-2-3, 3-2-1. And sometimes we combine to draft cricket teams. We're doing that today, but this is a very, very random show. It's not got much to do with cricket because we will be drafting a cricket team of animals. How do we feel, gentlemen?
Rob, you were desperate to do this episode.
Yeah, I think I look most like an animal out of us three, if that helps. Or I look like more animals than you two do, I think would be fair to say.
I mean, I think I'd kind of look like a walrus.
I wouldn't have gone walrus for you. That should be another one. What animals do we all look like?
Yeah,
that's a whole nother episode that like would take hours of research, Rob. Mm-hmm. Maybe AI could do this for us.
Yeah, we should do something about that. But anyway, you guys would be surprised that I put in a lot of time researching for this one, more than I do for the actual crick picks. And I have first pick, and I don't think I can go wrong with my first pick. I am going to go ahead and pick the octopus. Now, we need a wicketkeeper, and the octopus has 8 tentacles with those suction cups as well. So I'd imagine that it won't drop many catches and it would do a pretty neat job behind the stumps.
You started so well. Octopus is correct, but not okay for the wicketkeeper. He's the spinner. Obviously, he's the spinner. Imagine how much rip you're going to get. And you could use a different tentacle for different deliveries. You could have it spinning both ways. You get so many revs on the ball with that flexibility of the arm. But you got him behind the stumps causing chaos. Hmm. Terrible. Great start. Wrong position. Sort it out.
I had a different animal in mind for spinner, but we can always tweak that stuff. If we are sold on your rationale, Rob, we can go ahead and make Octopus the spinner later on.
No.
You researched this, Behram.
I did.
What do you mean he's the wicketkeeper?
Because my spinner makes more sense.
I'm fascinated to see what your spinner is. But come on, Rob. You're right. If you're right, this next one will be just beautiful.
Hmm.
Well, I am right. But the octopus is the spinner.
No, the octopus is the wicketkeeper. It's been chosen. You don't get to complain when someone makes a mistake. Well, you do get to complain when someone makes a mistake on the show.
It's not a mistake. They catch everything.
But you have to handle it. And you've not handled it.
No, I can't handle that. Okay. So there is an animal which must get in the 11, right? Which must get in the 11. And it is an animal about which I watched a documentary very recently, and I will not be on my deathbed saying I spent too much time watching documentaries about this animal, right? It's probably the best animal. It's definitely one of the best animals, and it has traits that I want in my cricket team full of animals, and that, of course, is the honey badger, right?
Yeah.
The honey badger is utterly and completely fearless, and it never knows when it's beat, and it will also take on things that are much bigger, that number more, with zero quit in the animal, right? It's a maniac, the honey badger. And the mental strength of the honey badger is unparalleled in the animal kingdom, right? There can be 6 or 7 lions around them, and they go, well, I am definitely going to win this fight, even though I'm the size of, you know, the lion's arm, and there's 10 of them. I'm taking them all on right now. Honey badger, 1,000,000%. Then I've got to think, what position does he fit in?
Honey badger's easy. We can all just pick our favorite players here, right?
Yeah.
Our favorite animals. But so far, I've heard nothing from you.
Getting to that, right?
Jesus.
So I'm not being daft like Behram and going, well, the octopus, obviously he's the wicketkeeper. Where are you going to put the gloves on him for a start? Anyway, it's lower order bat, right? It's your number kind of, Jared's disappeared in disgust. It's lower order bat. It's like your luxury number 7, that kind of guy who might get you the odd over when it's going tough, of just sort of your Lance Klusener type overs of, you know, he's not going to let you down, the honey badger. He's always going to steam in over and over and over again. But he's your lower order bat because he will not give in. It doesn't matter. Like, if you're in trouble, you go to the honey badger. So he's my number 7, and he'll give you the odd over of definitely trying 1,000,000%. And you need somebody like that in a cricket team.
Wait a minute. So, Number a specialist number seven.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Well,
I would have the honey badger.
We bugged it up.
The honey badger as our rock and roll number five.
Well, you know? tough, Mr. Octopus Wicketkeeper.
Good. Now I know. Now I know the actual idea of this show is to piss everyone off. I'm going with my pick. I am picking a left arm wrist spinner, and I'm picking the narwhal.
Okay.
Why?
Because the narwhal is a completely pointless animal, but everyone knows it exists and they talk about it, but you almost fucking never see one, right? Scientists don't even know how it exists. And let's be honest, there are so many better animals than a narwhal out there, and yet if we were picking a T20 side tomorrow, you know that some fucking coach or some selection committee is going to pick a narwhal.
But why are you picking it?
Because I want to annoy you.
What attributes has it got? That stupid long spike thing. What attributes has it got?
What attributes do left arm wrist spinners have? All they do is bowl leg spin worse than right armers.
They've got arms, which a narwhal hasn't got. It's got like two little flaps.
You picked a fish unicorn?
Yeah, I picked a fish unicorn.
Got any arms. It's got stupid little flap things. Where's the ball coming from? It's a cricket team, Jared. It's not an animal team.
Oh, I think you've got this horribly wrong, mate. I think you've really misunderstood the idea of picking stupid things. All right. Okay, opening bat. I've got one for opening bat. We need someone to dig in, right? Mm-hmm. We need someone who can handle the short ball. And also, I like an opening bat who can field a short leg, right? So I've gone with a wombat.
All right.
Wombats, one of the best digging animals that's ever existed, right? Strong as fuck. I don't know if you guys have ever been around a wombat, but literally, like the honey badger, just ridiculously strong animals, right? And then on top of that, the wombat has a metal plate in its back. So when wombats are run over by cars, this is a job that people have in Tasmania. They have to stick their hands under the female wombats to check if there's still a live baby in their stomach because their backs are so strong they can protect the babies anyway.
Wow.
And isn't that what you want from your top order?
Yep. I mean, yeah, that's the first thing you're looking for, isn't it? In a
we want our opening bat to protect the babies who bat below them. But it's quite fascinating. I was a bit confused with the opening bat because I had a fair few animals in mind. I'm quite happy with the wombat. Also, kind of ironic that it has the word bat in it. But funnily enough about the honey badger, I couldn't add this earlier, but I just wrote a piece on Bazball in which I likened them to honey badgers. That Stokes and McCullum wanted their team to emulate honey badgers. But having that honey badger at seven is nonsense. I think Rob has fucked it up.
All right, well, he's got a chance to fuck it up again here.
Yep. My go? How many do I get to pick now?
You got one in this one. We pick, it's a snake style draft, as he explained
I don't know what that means. So
he only explains it every fucking episode.
I think like there's really easy, obvious ones, right? You could just go lion because it does
giraffe because it's tall.
Lion is boring. Yeah. Don't do that.
I'm obviously not going to do that. I think a meerkat is a good team member as well, because the meerkat, like if you've ever spent time around meerkats, they're really fun and cool and they're not ruffled by things. But the things you need in Test match cricket, right? They're very, very alert. So they are always paying attention. So they're going to be great in the field. They are really good communicators, which you're going to need for running between the wickets and also in the field. And they are known as being adaptable to their surroundings. There's loads of animals that are adaptable. But in Test match cricket, you need to be adaptable. So he would be close to the bat, my meerkat, and I would imagine he'd be tremendous between the wickets because he's always sniffing out the singles. Just middle order, nice and steady, meerkat, yes, please.
Interesting. I didn't think of the meerkat, and you've picked Damone.
Am I putting the meerkat? What number?
Five.
Okay.
Wow. So meerkat at five, honey badger at seven. All right. I see you. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see who captains this team. I would still vote honey badger because it is one of the most aggressive and fearless and relentless animals out there. Thick skin and fierce attitude, all of that stuff. What you need out of a captain, I suppose. But it's back to me, isn't it?
Yes.
It is back to me. Back-to-back picks as well. All right. I'm going to give us our new ball bowler, but this is not an express pacer. It's a wobble seam delivery, you know, nippy sort of opening bowler. He's going to pepper a channel and target both edges, inside and outside. Give me the fox who will outfox batters.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a pause.
And I mean, we need just a long pause on the group. Ball bowler. We need our new ball bowler to be cunning, right? And you can't out-cunning a fox.
It's route one. Okay.
It's route one.
Like picking a fox because it's cunning to be the spinner. Mm. Whereas...
No, it's not the spinner.
What is he then?
The new ball bowler.
Oh, okay. Okay. Again, yeah. Like how physically you're not considering any of their physical attributes, you two people.
And a meerkat can bat, Rob.
Any of their physical attributes. I told you about the metal spine, you fuckwit.
Yeah. Look.
And the narwhal's got a big fucking thing on its head.
Yeah, what's it going to do with that?
I don't know.
You need an animal to deliver those long spells and, you know, kind of just be metronomic. And that's what the fox will do for
so
us.
For that spot, I had another animal, by the way, which I think is the better version of the fox, which is the African wild dog.
I did not even know about the
African. What are they, like prairie dog, you mean?
Yeah, they just, basically all they do, Bayram, is just fucking run. They just run
nuts,
the whole
I know
time.
Who you mean.
Yeah.
They're nutcases.
They're basically Neil Wagner in dog form.
Yeah.
Sorry, Neil, if you're watching. To be fair, he is African, so maybe he has a bond with African wild dogs, or whatever they're called.
Okay, so third pick for me. We still need a frontline spinner, right? Because you picked a narwhal as our slow left armor, and I'm assuming the narwhal bats a bit, just about, right?
No. It wasn't a side left arm. It was a left arm or a spinner. Let's be really fucking specific with how we've picked this fucking stupid list. No, it can't bat.
All right.
We've got a fucking honey badger at 7 for some reason who doesn't bowl.
It's got a massive long bat on its head and it doesn't bat. It bowls instead. It's got flaps and a massive bat and it doesn't bat. It bowls
instead. Well, you've got fucking flaps and a massive bat.
All right, so I'll pick the frontline spinner. Might be 12th man, one of the honey badger of this animal eventually. But let's go with the spider. Because the spider
Whoa.
What?
The spider. I've never heard of an animal called the spider. I'm going to need a specific fucking animal. He didn't say the cat. He said a meerkat. You didn't say a squid. You said an octopus. Don't fuck around here, Bayram. I don't understand why you've come here. You told us you've done all this preparation and you've done fuck all.
All right, well, let's go with the fucking tarantula.
Is that a spider famous for its webs?
Is there a spider famous for its webs?
I'm going to say yes, based on the fact that there are fucking fuckloads of spiders out there. What spider is best at making a web?
On a web?
Which one is it?
Final web is... I don't know how good they are with that. There's something here called the Darwin's bark spider, which looks freaky, but I'm not sure it's very big. That's from Madagascar.
We care about the web.
Okay, it says here the best web maker is Darwin's bark spider, which is Madagascan spider.
That's the one. Oh, yeah. Sorry, tarantula, but the Darwin back spider will make it into the steam as the frontline spinner. Can turn the ball in both directions and, will spin a web.
Brindy picked a fucking frontline spinner and you picked a fucking generic spider.
Wrong ones. Yep.
Who was your spinner, Rob?
All over the ball. You're going to get Gossamer all over the ball. The spinner was obviously the octopus because it makes sense. Oh.
And the spider keeps wicket because they make the ball stick. I don't know, man.
No, you get a border collie to keep wicket because they're really good at catching. That's what you have as your wicket keeper. You throw a ball at a border collie, it will catch it. They're stunning catchers and really agile. You've got to think when you're doing these things.
One of you has gone a bit too practical and the other one's gone
animals.
Too generic. So I'm not saying I'm doing right here, but...
You're not.
All right.
Okay.
We've got a fox and a spider. Darwin's bark spider.
And we are back to Rob Barron. But before he makes his pick, we will be taking a short break. You're watching Crick Picks with Jared, Bayram and Rob. Go nowhere because we will be back in roughly 16 seconds.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now.
I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
Welcome back to Crick Picks. You guys are with Jared, Behram and Rob, and we are currently drafting a cricket team of animals. There's been a lot of disagreement. I don't think either of us are happy with each other, but we've come up with some sort of a team. Here's Rob Barron with his third pick. Let's see where he goes.
Right, let's get it back to somebody with a proper thinking brain for this task. Obviously, as a quick bowler, you're going to want the peregrine falcon. Again, I recently watched a documentary about this animal, and it is awesome. So Kevin Peterson did a thing recently where, again, I love some of the content. It just got Kevin Peterson on it, so you can't watch it. But where they went up in a hot air balloon, and they chucked a ball out of the hot air balloon to see if Butler could catch it, right? So what this program did, which was brilliant, is they tried to work out which animal had the fastest terminal velocity. And by a landslide, it was the peregrine falcon. It's really funny. We asked whatever it's called, Claude or ChatGPT or whatever, and it said, "Well, it's going to be the whale." And I was like, "Well, who's tested this? Who dropped the whale out of the hot air balloon? And how fast would that go?" Bollocks, right? Because the peregrine falcon is super duper streamlined. So what they were doing is they were going up in the hot air balloon as high as they could, and then they were dropping weighted food for the falcon and then releasing the falcon after. And
so I'm confused. Did Josh Butler catch the falcon?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Well, no, he dropped it. So the peregrine falcon is incredibly fast, but it's also extremely precise. It can pick out the tiniest little mouse from a massive, great big field. Swoop, bang, done. And so it's got mega focus, and it's super, super decisive, right? Clarity of thought and all that. So it has all the attributes for being the absolutely correct fast bowler in this team.
I also picked the peregrine falcon, right?
Right. So you did some thinking at least.
But can I just say, so you said the narwhal has flaps and a horn.
It does.
Right? What the fuck is the peregrine falcon? How is it fucking delivering the ball, dickhead? The ball. Wings. Have you seen a peregrine falcon? They're small as fuck. The ball's almost bigger than them.
Have you seen wings? It hides the ball in its plumage.
How is it propelling the ball?
With its wing. It hides it in its plumage. It locks
it. Break its arm.
Listen, when it swoops, it doesn't have arms. It's a bird, Jared. When it swoops,
it's ridiculous. Right, you've gone against your own internal logic, which is
true.
The wings lock in when it swoops. The wings lock in, don't they? And then it drops like literally quicker than a stone. So the wings lock in as it delivers the ball. Falcon. Yes, it could. I'm telling you now with physical
ball
evidence.
A cricket ball.
It opens. Opens its wings. So it zooms in a million miles an hour with the ball tucked in under its plumage. It opens its wings at the last minute and releases the ball. That's how it does it.
Would that be a legal delivery? Would the peregrine falcon be called for chucking?
Ask the octopus.
Okay, here we go. How heavy is a cricket ball?
Like, what? It's not that heavy.
156 grams.
Okay.
How
heavy is a peregrine falcon?
Do you want me to find out?
About a kilogram, right? So basically what you are hoping here is that somehow this animal is going to be like shot putting this thing down because it's almost fucking as heavy as it, right? Now, I'm okay with the peregrine falcon because I think your overall thought process is correct here. But you've broken your own internal logic and I think you should apologize to Behram.
Peregrine falcons come down and take ducks, Jared. Ducks.
Ducks are fucking useless, let's be honest.
Well, maybe Rob doesn't want the peregrine falcon to take the new ball, right? Just short bursts, that's how we'll use the falcon.
And, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, as an enforcer, first change, I can see it. One-fifth or one-eighth of their body weight they'll have to carry in each delivery, but that's fine.
I just think that's too much. I think you put too much pressure on this poor animal and now it's going to die.
They're not going to manage the workload well for the peregrine falcon and we're going to lose it. Isn't that going to happen?
I just think, I'm disappointed in Rob because he talked a pretty big game here. And so far, he's picked a specialist fucking number seven and then he's tried to kill a bird. That's how I've seen this. But what I will say is at least he picked, he didn't say Falcon, right? Bayram, this is lessons for you here. He didn't say Falcon. He had a very fucking specific Falcon, of which I agree with. It wasn't the Millennium Falcon. It was the fucking Peregrine Falcon, right? Also, Rob doesn't get that other thing because he's never seen Star Wars.
All right, your turn. Back-to-back picks.
Whoa. Okay, number three is a Raven.
Okay. What's the rationale?
And not only am I putting the Raven in there, I'm picking the Raven as captain. You talk some nonsense about someone else being captain before, about the honey badger being captain. Ravens, one of the smartest animals in the world. Ravens get things done. Ravens improvise. Ravens can handle the new ball, but also handle the spinners later on. Problem solvers. I want that at number three. Also, still stylish, right? Do you know what I mean? You see a raven and you think to yourself, this is doing something. Like, I understand this. Raven goes in at number three. We happy with that?
Got a lot of birds, but fine.
It's all right. It's all right. It's not the silliest thing that you said on this, whatever this thing's called.
Well, okay. I thought you'd like it a little bit more. I'm actually a little bit surprised.
Raven was on my long list. Okay.
Okay.
So first one, obviously octopus was in my side, but in the right place. Bayram's ruined that for everyone. Raven also, very good poem, which we shouldn't ignore.
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Yeah.
Yep.
And good Simpsons take off of that poem as well, where Bart becomes the Raven. I'm with you. I could have easily put the Raven in my 11. It was on my long list. It didn't quite make my 11, but I get it. Like, Raven's a good one.
Perfect. So number four, right? So I've got our number three and our number four here. I'm picking the orca because the orca is the best animal.
And what is the orca supposed to do?
Orca can fucking do anything. Orcas are geniuses. They're predators, right? So did you know this story about what's going on in South Africa at the moment? So one of the big things that used to go on in Cape Town is you would go down and you would swim with great white sharks, right? Mm-hmm. And I went to South Africa and I was going to pull a bunch of cricketers into a boat with me and we were going to go swim with the great white sharks. And we were told, you can't do that. And I said, well, what? Are we afraid that cricketers are going to die? And they were like, no, there's no great white sharks because two or three orcas have killed almost all of the great white sharks. So the great white shark is like hundreds of millions of years old. Right? Yeah. And the great white sharks are considered to be, by most people, the best predator on the planet. And a handful of orcas have picked them apart where they are most famously seen. And it's not just happening there. It started happening in Australia as well.
Wow.
Right? You want your best bat at number four. We have our best predator at number four. Not only that, I'm going to take this a step further, guys. When needed, if the great white shark isn't one of the best predators on Earth, humans are one of the best predators. What do orcas do in captivity when humans annoy them? They fucking murder them. They murder them.
They're really good at murdering them as well. I've seen a couple of videos of them murdering, antagonizing like whale keepers or whatever those people.
What's it called? Is it called Blackfish? What's the documentary where you like they just show them like?
I've seen that. It's pretty scary, isn't it?
If you haven't seen that movie, it's worth watching. But it is a freaky movie for many different reasons. The orca will adapt to whatever it needs to be. It is simply the best animal, the best predator on the planet. I'm pretty sure that if orcas could work out how to walk, they would be running the planet and we would all be dead already. They are so good. And do you know the best thing about them killing the great white sharks is, guys, they don't want to eat the entire body. They just eat, I can't remember what it is. It's like the liver or something. So they kill this killing machine and then they just take just a little slither of it out and just leave the carcass there for all the other animals to come over. Geniuses. Orca is in at four.
Very strong. You made a good case. Explain to me now, though, the mechanics of the batting.
So orcas have a very similar body shape to Jacques Callis.
We've heard a SeaWorld story, right? Everyone's heard a SeaWorld story. I like the orca as a pick, and the raven can also be a good communicator because those of you who watch like Game of Thrones and shit, ravens are used to pass on those messages. So,
and this is why it's very important to you, Bayram, right? Mm. This is why it's very important for you to know I didn't pick a crow.
Yeah.
I picked a raven specifically, right?
And we've had a crow in cricket before anyway, like rest in peace, Martin. But we haven't had a raven.
Not that I'm aware of, though.
You know they're really tactical as well, the orca.
Yeah, yeah, they're fucking smart, like
they
right?
You said there's two or three that are picking off these great whites. Yeah. They will have done that there'll be a method behind that. They'll have got together and worked out the tactics of it, or they actually do that stuff.
They're like raptors, right?
They use
like,
rocks as well, right? They use rocks to bash shells up and all this sort of thing, right? They're proper clever.
They are so smart. They're incredible animals. And I trust hippos and orcas on a level that I don't trust other animals, specifically because they don't have to kill humans, right? They choose to kill them. They're not doing it for food when they kill a human. Mm. They're making a fucking statement. And the hippo is saying, "It's you're between me and my water place, and I don't give a fuck about your existence." And the orca is saying, "I am sick and tired of jumping through your fucking hoop, you cockhead. Yeah. Yeah. I am fucking killing you now."
And that is something that we should all take to our general lives. You shouldn't just kill people for the sake of it. You should only kill people if they're annoying you.
See what I'm saying?
We can take forward. Yeah, that's.
I think.
This show went darker than I meant.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jared has definitely won over Rob. Also, another theme over here is the raven would fly over as a warning signal, as a bad omen, because the orca is coming up next to eat you.
Well, I also like the idea of that when you come out to bat, the raven's going to be passing on information to you, right? It has found information about the pitch. The Raven is basically like the dark version of Kane Williamson. It's like the bizarro Kane Williamson, the Raven.
And no one is going to fuck with this team either, are they? No one.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. You've got a honey badger in there as well, who's honestly tertiary at this point. What's the team thus far?
The team is, we've got a wombat opening on its own. We've got the raven at 3, an orca at 4, a meerkat at 5. It's a bit of a letdown at 5. Like just as in energy-wise, I love a meerkat. Octopus is a wicketkeeper at number 6. The honey badger is a specialist number 7. It's basically, the honey badger is Joss Butler when it came in for Johnny Bairstow. The peregrine falcon is our fast bowler. The narwhal is our left arm spinner. The fox is our, you never said what kind of, you said seamer for the fox, didn't you?
Yeah.
And Darwin's.
Metronomic seamer, new ball bowler.
And Darwin's bark spider is what kind of spinner? You never said.
Yeah, it's Dusra bowler, mystery spinner. Carom ball, Dusra, everything.
Done. That is our team.
Yeah. So Rob, it's your turn, last pick. We need another fast bowler and we need an opening bat.
Ross Taylor couldn't see at night or when the clouds were in. Eventually, he had to see an eye specialist who would fix his eyesight. In the 2 years before the change, he still averaged more than 50 in international cricket. The top level of batting talent can basically see in the dark. That is who we are talking about in our new book, The Art of Batting. Head over and order your copy today.
So I thought about trying to get the snow leopard in the team, but I don't think the snow leopard fits in either of those places that you said here. So for an enforcer type bowler, you just go ox, right? Just gets the job done over and over again, strong, relentless.
Would you say strong like an ox?
So you know the Darren Goff one, right?
Rhino.
Yeah. So Darren Goff's nickname was Rhino, and they said, I can't remember who interviewed him, but they said, why do they call you Rhino? And without a hint of irony, quick as a flash, Darren Goff said, because I'm as strong as an ox. So when we were cricket animals, ox came into my head because of that. I think if I need to fill up a bowling slot, I think ox, it's a really simple one, but it does what it's meant to do. And I think in this cricket team, which is full of lunatics, mainly because of you two lunatics, it's full of absolute lunatics, lots of people in the wrong position and stuff. Throw the ball to the ox, he's not going to let you down. The peregrine falcon may burn out doing those incredibly fast spells. You need someone that you can just throw the ball to over and over again. It's either the boxer out of Animal Farm style workhorse, you know, one of their massive great big horses.
Is it a Clydesdale?
I think you're right. Yeah, I think it's you know the ones I mean, though.
The thick horses, right, that aren't very fast. That basically, without being unfair here, Angus Frozer.
Yes, a bowler of long spells that is just going to do your job. I also wanted to get into the side, the mountain goat, which is another unbelievably brilliant animal.
Yes.
That can firstly, super agile. Secondly, it just pops up. You're like, how the hell did that thing get there? There's a really good picture of a mountain goat, and there's this, like, it's the third best climber in the world or something, is taking on the craggiest, hardest, overhang with all these crazy like crampons and ropes and stuff. And you're like, how on earth has this human being got onto this precipice? And as he's doing all this and getting ready to, for the helicopter guy is getting ready to take the photo, there's like a couple of mountain goats just in the way. They've just hopped up there for a laugh, just going, yeah, oh yeah, well done, human. You've used 38 machines to get you on this precipice, and here's all the mountain goats just dancing about. They are ludicrous, gravity-defying, nonsensical creatures, that the mountain goats. I wanted to get them in the team, but what are they? Like, confident, stable, slightly mad? Like, what do you want that from an opener? Maybe.
But you're
I'd rather
going
do that and just go lion. I think mountain goat opener is fair enough.
So you're not going ox. You're going mountain goat as your opener.
What do you want, Bayram? What do you want from me here? Do you want a bowler or do you want an opener?
Go for the fast bowler.
All right, ox.
I've got an opener.
Easy ox.
Go for the ox. Also, poor cheetah didn't make it because I thought the cheetah might be a fast bowler.
Route one,
but that's fine. Yeah.
It's too easy.
Yeah, it is too easy. All right. So I want our opening bat to be adaptable and someone who can go into their shell if there's an extremely difficult, you know, spell of bowling that they have to face with the new ball. But I cannot select the turtle because the turtle's too slow.
Thank fuck for that.
Would work.
You can't have a turtle with a wombat anyway, right? I mean, no. Fucking hell.
Yeah. You know nothing.
It's like having Dom Sibley bat with Craig Brathwaite.
I need an opening batter animal who can do that bit where it goes into its shell, but is also quick and adaptable and can, you know, survive in different climates, all that. So let's go with the armadillo to open the batting with the wombat. And yeah, I mean, they might not be big in size, but they could hang around, frustrate the opposition, and if there's a bouncer spell, then they could wear a few balls on their body, and that would not make a difference. And yeah, I think that's probably my best pick yet.
At least you're thinking now, Bayram. The armadillo makes sense.
I think once you have a wombat, do you need an armadillo?
I mean, how many times do you ask that question in the average week?
You know what I mean?
The wombat will be slightly more aggressive, whereas the armadillo is focusing on running between the wickets and just, you know, kind of taking the shine off the new ball.
Okay.
That's what they're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
And plus, you've got the raven and the orca and, I don't know, the fucking meerkat to follow. Not sure what he's supposed to do.
What was the meerkat's role? I've got everyone's role here except for the meerkat. I've forgotten what the actual
It was kind of middle order mania running between the wickets, really super high alert person. Animal and amazing fielder, just anticipation and reaction and all that. I actually had a barn owl as my opener originally.
Oh,
it's not a bad one. Okay, should we all just add one more animal? Because I know that I said to Bayram we absolutely weren't going to do this,
yes.
But now I actually have the best squad member available to me that I'm desperate to get in the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Just some backstory for everyone. Before we were recording this, I was like, Jared, do you want to do a team of 15 as opposed to 12? He was like, fuck no. And he was also grilling me on how this is an 11 and not a 12. And here we are picking 15 animals.
It's still an 11. Right? We still call it an 11. We're not calling it the animal squad, are we? That sounds like a bad cut. In cricket, we use the word 11 for things that are not just 11. Come on, Bayram, just give me one last animal.
I'm gonna steal your animal. And that's going to leave you completely perplexed.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we're doing over here. I'm picking the duck-billed platypus as the half-rounder.
Fuck! That was my animal. That was my Joe Denley.
Yeah.
It's a good half-rounder. Very good.
It makes perfect sense as a half-rounder, though. In fact, we should start calling half-rounders the duck-billed platypuses.
Very good.
I don't know if we use in Australia the duck-bill part of it. It's just a platypus.
Oh, okay.
Half
well, in the world of cartoons, the platypus is also a detective, if I'm not wrong. I haven't watched that show.
In
Barry
which
the Platypus.
Oh, I don't know what that is at all.
Yeah.
When you said animal detective, I immediately thought of Sharky and George, the crime busters of the sea.
Yeah, never
Sharky
heard that.
Sharky and George, the crime busters of the sea.
There's a Netflix show, a Netflix movie, which is, I think it's called Back to the Outback, and it's got all the famous Australian actors doing the voices of the characters. The kids love it. They've watched it a million times. But in it, the platypus is played by Wayne...
Gretzky?
Almost said Wayne Gretzky. I forget his name. Wayne Knight, the guy who plays Newman. So everyone is an Australian accent, and then the platypus is suddenly played by a guy from Seinfeld, which is almost a perfect, like, because of course the platypus wouldn't have an Australian accent, right? Like, it doesn't even know what it is. All right, that is a very good squad member, and so, I feel disappointed that you came up with this.
That the platypus could, in theory, replace both the meerkat or the honey badger in our team if he needs to play.
So are you saying that two of Rob's picks are that shit?
Yep. neither of you have understood the task here.
Meerkat would have made more sense as a Jaunty Rhodes-esque number six, and then octopus could have kept at seven.
Well, I think we got Jaunty Rhodes at number five in this one. I'm not sure he fully sold us on meerkat.
Yeah. Anyway, Rob, it's back to you.
Who's your last squad member?
Okay, also, well, we still need another fast bowler, guys. We only have two.
Right. Firstly, I need to make an
appeal. No, we've got the ox, don't we?
Yeah. We've got the ox. We've got the peregrine falcon, and
the fox
is the medium pacer, sort of. You know,
it's new fucking seam, man. That's
right. I need to make an appeal to all the watchers out there. There will be somebody that can help me with this. I lost 2 to 3 hours of my life when this came up, looking for this thing and employing as many, what do you call them, AI things as I could. And I know it exists, right? Because somebody else has been looking for it as well. There was a computer game in the early 2000s, possibly on the BBC, possibly on like Wisden or somewhere, released for a World Cup, where it was zoo animals as cricketers. And they all had great names. And the only ones I can remember was Steve Raw was the lion, obviously. And the hyena that pissed everybody off was called Cheyenne DeFrady, right? That has stuck with me, that name, because it's superb. Where is that game, internet? Somebody tell me. Jared will send you £1 million in sterling cash if you find this game. So that's very important. I'm glad I've got that one off my chest. What do you want?
Your last animal. It could be a quick, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get the mountain goat in. The thing is, The snow leopard can do whatever you want it to do. It could be a fast bowler, the snow leopard, but I cannot do a disservice to the mountain goat by not getting him in this team. This team needs a mountain goat, so in he goes.
All right. Spare backup opener, mountain goat?
Yeah.
That leaves Jared with his last pick, and I've already stolen his pick, so now he has to think.
I do have to think. That is a fucking pain in the ass. So you, but I can still pick a bowler though, can't I?
Yeah, you can pick a bowler.
All right.
In fact, it would make sense.
I'm just going to put it out there. You guys can make your decision here. Do we want a steady seamer who can go all day? I think we already have that.
Yep.
Or do we want an animal that makes that actually bowls a heavy ball, and it when it hits the bat, it creates a shock, or do we want just another fast bowler who can hit the same spot over and over again?
So we've got the durable ones, right? The fox and the ox. Oh, that rhymes. They can bowl those long spells. Yeah, opening bowlers are fox and the ox. That should be the name of a bar. I think heavy ball bowler, because we've got the peregrine falcon with the express pace, right?
Okay, so what I'm going to say may not sound like it's going to be a heavy ball bowler when I say it out loud, right? But you have to stick with me for a minute here, gentlemen. Okay. I'm picking the pistol shrimp.
I love it.
So the pistol shrimp, if I'm not mistaken, I think I've got this right, is the one that creates like a shockwave. So before it even like eats the thing that it wants to eat, or I don't know what they do, like, but strikes the thing that they want to get to, there's already a shockwave. Now, if you guys know anything about the heavy ball, essentially, what happens when you face the heavy ball is the ball hits higher on the stickers and it makes the bat shake. And that's why it feels weirder than it does when it hits anywhere else. So I think that if there's any animal in the world that could replicate the heavy ball using its particular skills, I'm going the pistol shrimp. On top of that, I think pistol shrimp is a good name for a bowler.
Yeah, I think great that name. Should be a nickname for
Paul Rifle was called there. Pistol, right? Like if we just put shrimp on the end of it, Paul Rifle would have been a perfect human being.
Yeah. And who was your pick for the express pacer?
There's another shrimp. Is it called the mantis? Yeah, the mantis shrimp.
Nah, fuck that. I love the pistol shrimp.
Yeah, the mantis shrimp is a freak animal, isn't it? I think it might have one of its the quickest, like, short bursts or something.
I've seen a documentary about those bastards. My God, they are stunning. Like what they got in their so they have basically I think the documentary said the punch is like the equivalent of a bullet from a gun. Like they are mental.
Damn.
Go and watch a documentary about mantis shrimps.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Here it is.
The
mantis shrimp's punch is the fastest self-powered strike in the animal kingdom.
There you go.
Whoa!
50 miles per hour. And it generates up to 1,500 neutrons of force when it does it. And the water, I think, because they do it in water, right? Because they're shrimp. So when they do it, doesn't all the water like gets displaced weirdly? Like they literally change what they're doing around them. They're incredible animals. But to be fair, the pistol shrimp is also a freak. Like both of these shrimps are just on different levels.
The other thing about the mantis shrimp, right, while we're on the mantis shrimp, is it has way, way more colors than any other animal. So like humans, we've got, the cones, we've got like three, red, blue, green.
You've
or whatever.
Got cones, Rob? Where are your cones?
Yeah, they're in my eye somewhere. But okay. Most animals have got like two or three or four like receptors to make colors and see colors and all that. I'm looking it up now. These guys have 16. So where this article that I've just loaded, where we see a rainbow, the mantis shrimp sees a thermonuclear bomb of light and beauty, and they can be many, many different colors. These creatures. Go and watch a documentary about them. They're awesome. So well done, Jared, for getting one of them in the team.
Yeah, kind of two shrimp.
We only went with one shrimp. I had to pick between the two. That's why I gave you guys the option. Did you want the faster shrimp or did you want the heavy hitting shrimp? I think any animal that can create its own shockwave, right? Like
the armor that they've got is studied by genuine armies. Right, they study the body armor of them because it's so resilient and so hard. They use armies actually try and copy what they've got about them. They're stunners, them animals.
All right, shall we go?
I can't be the only person though who's been constantly thinking about eating both of these shrimp.
Oh no, we would definitely still eat them, but they might kill us on the way there. All right, I'm going to go through our 11.
We have the 15.
I'm going to go through our 11. The wombat as an opening bat and short leg fielder. The armadillo as our steady opener. The raven is our captain. The orca is our star bat. The meerkat is a great fielder and athlete. The octopus is our wicket keeper. The honey badger is our useless number 7. The peregrine falcon is our fast bowler. The narwhal is our left arm wrist spinner. The fox is our canny seamer. Darwin's bark spider is our mystery spinner. The ox is our steady fast bowler. The platypus is our half rounder, probably also backup wicket keeper, if we're being honest.
He's the Glenn Phillips of the team.
He is, yeah. The mountain goat is our top order backup. I got that right, didn't I, Rob? That's where you wanted him?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yep. And the pistol shrimp is our heavy ball bowler. The picks from each person is Bayram picked an octopus, a fox, Darwin's bark spider, armadillo, and platypus. Rob went honey badger, meerkat, peregrine falcon, ox, and mountain goat. And I went narwhal, wombat, raven, orca, and pistol shrimp. Nice. Now, all I'm going to say is this. One day we have to do this exact same thing, but like with famous cricketers.
Yeah. Also, shout out to the grizzly bear because he was my pick for number 5 if Rob hadn't picked the meerkat.
Can I ask you guys both, if David Warner had to pick an animal, what animal would he have picked? I know Rob clearly knows this.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you?
Yep.
How good are turtles?
How good are turtles, guys? How good are turtles? Can I tell you my David Warner story? So we're in Barbados, and we've been doing the whole CPL tour, right? And we get to Barbados, which is our last stop. And Brad Hodge comes over to me and goes, "This is the real West Indies. Look at the beaches here. It's absolutely beautiful." And then as we go around, Warner hears that conversation, and he looks over at me and goes, "See that bay there? Best place to swim." I was like, "Oh, awesome." He goes, "You should see the turtles." Now, all I can think of is David Warner's tweet, "How good are turtles?" So I burst into laughter, and there's a whole group of people looking at me like I'm a psychotic, right? Like I've got something weird going on. But this should have been called, Rob, the "How Good Are Turtles 11. And then just not put a turtle in it.
Yeah, I mean, Varun would have put a turtle and almost made it to our team as well. It's just that the armadillo was more versatile. Anyway, those are our picks. That is our 15.
I think everyone should, in the comments though, don't stuff around here. If you're not putting this, if you're not coming up with an, if you've listened to this all 45 minutes of this nonsense and you have not come up with your own animal 11, I mean, how, Jed? I don't even want to know.
Yeah. And do make sure to mention how the grizzly bear is the biggest miss. And give your 11s in the comment section. So that's a wrap on the animals cricket team. And we hope you enjoyed. Do go and follow Combox everywhere if you want similar content. Like, share, subscribe, all that jazz. And we shall see you soon enough on another one of these Quick Picks episodes and on some other episode of some other show. There's nonstop content coming your way. Lots to look forward to. So take care. Have a good one. And goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Ruckshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.